stand of aspen about an acre or so in size looks sad and withered halfway up a steep slope outside Gunnison.
And actually, once we get in there, you'll see it looks a lot worse than it does from here.
Jim Worrell, a mild-mannered forest pathologist, is one of the top experts on something called sudden aspen decline, an ecological phenomenon that wiped out more than a million acres in just a few short years.
So here's a tree, this very large tree at the upper end of the stand. You can still see the shriveled up flower buds on that thing where it tried to come out this spring and it didn't quite make it.
We're standing at the top of an aspen stand, which looks to be barely holding on to life.
You can see they all have thin crowns, very thin crowns, some dead branches, small leaves, and I would not think those trees are going to live more than a year or two longer.
Worrell describes his work as being like a detective getting a first glimpse of a murder scene. He pulls out a knife to take bark samples, peels small caterpillars off branches, and examines bite marks from elk on tree trunks. Worrell isn't sure what's killing this particular set of trees, but a lack of water, particularly the dry period from 2002 to 2005, could be the culprit.
Who's to say these trees have even fully recovered from that one, physiologically?
There's pretty wide consensus that drought is the key factor in sudden aspen decline. Aspens don't handle drought very well, unlike other alpine trees, and so a significant dry period can be devastating. When water underground near the aspen's roots is sparse, the tree strains itself to suck up all the water it can get. That's the sound of an aspen tree having something comparable to a human heart attack. To understand how drought was afflicting the trees, researchers placed sensitive microphones near the roots and simulated a drought. The pops and cracks are air bubbles and blockages forming within the root structure.
And so this is the process of what happens during drought. Essentially, they can't pull hard enough on the water, and these pipes start to break and get blocked by air bubbles. And then eventually, they just can't get enough water up to their leaves, and they die.
That's Bill Andreg, a Stanford researcher who studied how drought affects aspens. His research focused on aspens in the San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado, but he says a similar phenomenon could be seen anywhere on Colorado's west slope where aspens have been hit hard by an extended drought.
It's actually called an embolism, and it's possible sometimes to repair it. We don't really know what sort of conditions you need to repair it, but it's very harmful for a tree surviving. They have to be able to move water up to the leaves from the roots.
Andreg says when the root structure of an aspen is damaged in this way, it can take several years to die. And it's not just the lack of water that dooms the tree. Drought weakens and stresses the aspen, making it more susceptible to bugs and disease. That brings us to this year. Already comparisons have been made to the drought that kicked off sudden aspen decline 10 years ago, but the conditions weren't exactly the same. The 2002 drought was several years long, and no part of the state was exempt. This year followed a heavy snowpack year, and only pockets of the state are currently under severe drought. Back at the aspen stand near Gunnison, Jim Worrell says there are options to save some of these afflicted aspens. Cutting and burning sections of the tree stand can spur the root system to grow larger and more robust.
If you're able to catch it before the stand is about half dead, and you burn it or cut it or some other major disturbance which aspen is adapted to respond to, then it can regenerate well enough to, have a lot of sprouts so that it can replace itself.
Worrell says even if this year's drought pans out favorably for the aspens, an overall shift in climate is surely going to have an effect. Climate models show areas favorable to aspens diminishing each decade. And if this stand of trees is to survive, it'll need to be at a higher elevation.
That's where most of this mortality around the state has happened, and where it's been most severe. In some cases, complete wipeout of these little aspen patches in the sagebrush. A lot of those are gone already. And, with the projections of climate change, it's going to be more of the same in the future.
A future Worrell says doesn't look so great for aspens, with some models showing up to a 75% loss of areas favorable to the tree by 2060. I'm Luke Runyon.